Time, money, attention, energy, focus. There are five forms of investment. Any aspect of life in which you want to be more successful than you currently are, you need to ask yourself, which one of these investments have I not made enough of yet?
StayAllDay.com.
Pretty exceptional.
Work on your game.
I like the approach.
Work on your fucking game.
Everybody has, it relates to what Dre's saying in a different way.
Work on your game.
I like the way he thinks.
Work on your fucking game.
I like the frameworks that he's put together.
Work on your game.
And I would highly recommend it to anybody that's trying to work on their game.
Work on your fucking game.
I think it's a good approach. It's a different approach, too.
Hey, you, work on your game.
Gave me something really good.
Work on your game. DreAllDay.com.
And his philosophy makes a lot of sense.
Not only work on your game, perfect your craft.
Work on your game.
He knows how to communicate in such a fabulous way.
I can't say it enough.
Work on your game. You're now tuned into the show where you learn the discipline to show up day after day to do the work, the confidence to put yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness to continue showing up, doing the work, putting yourself out there, even when the success you've expected to achieve has yet to be achieved. And on top of all this, you get a huge dose of personal initiative. That is the go-getter energy that moves any one of us, including yourself, to go and make things happen instead of waiting for things to happen. And then we put all this together into a series of frameworks, approaches, insights, strategies, and techniques all underneath the umbrella of one unifying philosophy that is called work on your game. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day, and welcome to the show. And today's topic is, we are getting into part two of this two-part mini-series on business truths that every entrepreneur must accept, the business truths that every entrepreneur must accept. That's what we're talking about here today. Again, part two of two. Before we get into that, let me remind you of two things. First of all, daily motivation text and a Monday motivation text that come out every day and every Monday, respectively, guaranteed to have you focused, sharp, and on point. You get those by being a member of my text community. It is free to join. Just text me at my number, which is 305-384-6894. Once we get those texts going again, which will be in the very near future, you'll be getting those messages straight to your phone. Based on how much you decide, how much you choose, you want to get those messages from us. We'll tell you about that once you get into the text community. Secondly, Work on Your Game University. Now, that is the place where I do all my coaching. If you would like to have me as your direct coach, and if you know what I know, you want to have me as your direct coach, go to workonyourgameuniversity.com where you can see everything that is going on with our program. You can see exactly what we are doing in our program. You can see about our frameworks. You can see the people who we have helped up to this point, people we are still helping right now. And then you can be next. You can be the next contestant to be helped by us. And understand that we work with people from all different types of backgrounds, people from financial backgrounds, people from military, transitioning full-time employees, former athletes, people who have been entrepreneurs their entire lives, people with brick and mortar businesses, people in the clothing industry, food industry, alterations industry, work people from all different types of industries. It is not limited to one specific space. We're looking for people who are top 2% performers or those who want to be, to perform at their highest level, do so consistently, and make more money and take more money out of your business. That is all happening at workonyourgameuniversity.com. Now, that out the way, let's get into our episode here today, where again, we're picking up on part two of two. So we're picking up on point number four, the key business truths that every entrepreneur must accept. Number four, rejection is part of the game. People will say no to you when you are running a business. This is going to happen often. Now, that no could be a direct, explicit no, meaning you ask them for something and they just say no. Or it could just be a no, as in someone walks into your business, looks around at the stuff you have, and decide they don't want to buy. I was walking around at a restaurant. I had my son with me a few weeks ago, and I was trying to decide where we were going to sit down and eat. And I walked up to a restaurant, and the hostesses, it was like three of them standing there, because it's a pretty big and busy restaurant. They were standing there looking at us, and one of the women came over with a menu. And because I was looking at, they had a menu up on the wall, but she said, that's just some of the menu. Here's the whole menu. So I looked at the whole menu. I looked through it because I was trying to decide, is there anything in here that, number one, I want to eat, and number two, I can share with my son at the same time, and I didn't see anything I liked, and I gave the woman the menu back and said, thank you, and I walked away. That was a no. I didn't actually say no, but it was a no. I looked at what they had, and I turned around, and I left. All right, that is a way of saying no. People will click on your ads. If you run ads online, people will click on your ad, look at your website or your sales page or your landing page, whatever you're offering, and they won't buy. That is a form of telling you no. You get told no a lot when you are in the entrepreneurial space. This is the reason why the two key assets that every entrepreneur needs is a bulletproof mindset and a strong stomach. Because you have to have a strong enough mind that you don't take these no's personally as if someone is rejecting you as a human Or even if you do feel like someone's rejecting you as a human, you don't take it as a blow to your ego and you can keep going as if it didn't even happen. So rejection is just part of the game. People will come into your world and they will leave your world. There are people who will subscribe to your thing and then they'll unsubscribe from your thing and they don't tell you why and they don't come back. All right, that will happen. That is a rejection. People will receive your offer and they will turn it down. Have you ever been in a room where you made a sales pitch from the stage, for example, and you made your sales pitch and some people bought and some people did not buy? Or maybe you made a pitch and nobody bought. All right, that happens as well. People will look at your stuff, click on it, not buy it. You will make offers. Nobody says yes. This is all part of the game. And again, why I suggest a bulletproof mindset and a strong stomach if you're going to run business. As a young man going out to the nightclubs and the bars in Philadelphia, where I'm from, and also in college in Altoona and State College, PA, and Indiana, Pennsylvania, Pittsburgh, and all the other places we would travel when I was in college. Just being on the scene in the social and the dating world, and this is before you could connect with people through, most of the time, you couldn't connect with people through social apps. You had to actually see a person in person, and you had to actually go talk to them. So if you wanted to talk to a girl, you couldn't like a picture or send a direct message. You had to actually see that girl in person somewhere, or somebody had to see that person, and there had to be a connection made tangibly, physically, in person. So you had to get used to rejection in that space, because not every girl you try to talk to is want to talk back to you. Not every girl you try to dance with at the party or the club is going to want to dance back with you. Sometimes you might be out with three of your friends and you like the girl, but the girl likes one of your friends more than they like you. That's a rejection. You got to get used to dealing with that. And if you're going to talk to girls, as young men, the era that I come from, no one was going to bat 1,000. Nobody batted 1,000. Some of us had higher batting averages than others, but nobody batted 1,000. There would come a time, again, you would approach a girl that you were interested in, and for whatever reason, she was not. So you had to develop the thick skin and allow it to not hurt you mentally that somebody was not interested in you. You just moved on to the next one. It's not like you go out to the club and the first girl you try to dance with or talk to is not interested. It doesn't mean you go cry in the car and don't spend the rest of the night with the other 500 girls that are in the club that might be interested in you. Are she interested? Or move on to the next one. And you wasted no time even thinking about it. You just went right on to the next one. It's the exact same thing in the business world, folks. As they say in the sales world, some will, some won't. So what? Someone's waiting next. Again, that's SWSWSW next. Some will, some won't. So what? Someone's waiting. Next. Despite all the YouTube, basketball, even this show, I started as a writer and I am still a prolific writer. As a matter of fact, I send out emails damn near every day. I call this the Daily Game email. I want you to get this every day to your inbox completely for free. So simply go to workonmygame.com. That's workonmygame.com and get my emails directly to your inbox every day. Free of charge. Again, that's workonmygame.com. Question: are you looking for a health and wellness upgrade that's as easy as sipping your morning coffee? Or if you're like me, you don't even drink coffee? Meet AG1, the superhero of all-in-one supplements. With just one scoop a day, you'll experience a powerhouse blend of 75 essential nutrients, vitamins, and minerals that will have you feeling like you can leap tall buildings in a single bound. You can feel like it though, you don't even have to try it. AG1 is your personal health sidekick, packed with prebiotics, probiotics, and digestive enzymes to support optimal gut health. Now, what exactly does all that mean? That means you can say goodbye to those pesky nutrient gaps that you have in your system right now, you probably don't even know it, and say hello to a vitality boost that will make you feel like you have superhuman strength. And this is all natural, clean stuff. But wait, there's more. When you take the leap and join the AG1 revolution right now, you'll unlock an incredible offer. You will enjoy a free one-year supply of vitamin D, which is a vital nutrient for a strong immune system and strong bones, with your first order. Plus, you're going to receive 5 free AG1 travel packs, which are perfect for staying on top of your health routine wherever life takes you. So if a comprehensive solution is what you need from your supplement routine, you're tired of having to pack 8 pills and 9 different supplements every time you go somewhere, or every time you wake up in the morning, you got to take all these different pills. You don't even know what they are. You can't remember what's what. You don't even know what the ingredients are on these things. Say goodbye to all of that and try AG1 and get a free 1-year supply of vitamin D and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first order. Go to drinkag1.com/workonyourgame. That's drinkag1.com/workonyourgame. Check it out and start your journey to a healthier, happier you. Your body will thank you for joining the AG1 Super Squad. Point number five here. So we're picking up. This is part two of two from our series that started yesterday. Business truths that every entrepreneur must accept. Number five, success has a price tag. Success is not free, folks. It must be paid for. There is an investment when it comes to success. The price of success in the entrepreneurial world is that you have to give a heavy amount of time, money, attention, energy, and focus to your business in order to turn it into a success. The price of success in the entrepreneurial world is that you have to give a heavy amount of time, money, attention, energy, and focus to your business in order to turn it into a success. You have to give more of this to your business than you had to give to if you were, for example, working at a full-time job. It will be a bigger commitment when you run a business than when you work at a job. I already told you yesterday that running a business is going to be more work than working at a job. That's just how it is. While I understand the hustle and the marketing message that many entrepreneurs who will throw it out there, they'll tell you how easy it is for them to be successful, how they take a vacation every other week and how they only work 4 hours all month and they're making $20,000 in their sleep and they're in their pajamas on the beach and on a private plane. It seems like they're not working at all and they're going to plug you into their formula that you could do the exact same thing. That is not the reality of building a seriously sustainable business. That's just a sales pitch. And that is not how they got there. Now, are they lying or not? Are they telling you the truth about going on a vacation every month or being on a private plane or being on the beach or they do all their work from their laptop, sitting poolside? Maybe they are doing all that, but that's not how they got there. All right, you understand? It's not that they may not be there now, but is that how they built their business? No. Is that what you're going to do if you join their program? No. You're going to be working and you're going to be working hard and you're going to be working long. And that's the only way you can build a sustainable, successful business. That there is no other way. There is no caveat to this. There's no pushback. There's no flip side. So again, that works for them. The people who like to do that, they like to market that way by showing you how easy it is and how luxurious a lifestyle it is that they're living and how it seems like they're doing absolutely nothing and they have all this success. Now, that sounds good, but that's not the truth. That's not how they got there. Again, they may be there. That's not how they got there, if you understand the difference. So if you want to be successful in anything you do in life, there is a price to be paid. Do not let anyone fool you into thinking that you can become successful without paying a price. They're lying to you. Anyone tries to make it seem that way, they are lying by omission, by making it seem like everything is easy, but they're not telling you that there's some work involved. Now, I could just as easily as what you see some of these marketers do online, I could easily do it myself. I could just show you the luxurious size of things. And here I am on vacation. Here I am sitting in first class. Here I am doing this with this car. Or I'm at this club or I'm at this luxurious place or VIP place or this place that everybody would want to be. I could easily show those things off. And I live in a town that is, as far as stuff like that, it's pretty scenic. I got plenty of opportunities. I could call a couple photographers up and some videographers and get a whole bunch of scenes shot showing these things off. And maybe it would drive a whole lot of clicks to a landing page or a website. But is it the reality of what you're going to need to do to build your business and become successful? Answer is no, it is not. There is a price to pay to be successful. And you cannot circumvent that price. All right, trying to circumvent that price is like trying to circumvent the tax code. People get caught circumventing the tax code. You know what happens to them? All right, they get incarcerated. All right, you will be incarcerated by success if you try to circumvent the payment plan that is required in order to be successful. You want to be successful in any endeavor in life, there is a price. Have I said that often enough? There is no such thing as an overnight success in anything. There is no such thing as a free lunch. It's one of the first laws of economics. There is no such thing as a free lunch. If you want something, you must be willing and able to pay the price because the price will be asked of you and you have to pay it before you get the reward. You pay up front. So it's not like a restaurant. You know, you go to a restaurant, you sit down, you eat all the food, and then they give you the bill at the end. All right. Success is different. It's kind of like, where's a place where you got to pay up front? There's a lot of places you got to pay up front. So think of a place where you had to pay before you got to do the stuff. Think of you go an amusement park. You go to an amusement park, you don't pay when you leave. You pay before you get in. Before they even let you in to get on the rides, you got to pay, right? That's how success is. You got to pay up front. You don't pay when you're done. It's not like you go to a esthetician or you go to a hair salon. They do all the work, then you pay before you leave. You go to a restaurant, you pay before you leave. You go to the grocery store, you get to put all the groceries in your cart, then you pay, then you leave. But here it's like you got to pay up front. So it's like if you went to, again, an amusement park, you got to pay up front. Where's other places where you pay up front? I don't know why I'm not thinking of anything. You get on public transportation, like the bus or the train. You got to pay up front. You catch an airplane, you got to pay up front. You don't pay when you get off the plane. You pay before you can even get on the plane in the first place. You won't even have a ticket. So you got to pay up front. If you do not pay the price for success, yet you still want to be successful, the price will be extracted from you. In other words, they'll take it however they can get it from you. And that will probably not be very convenient or comfortable for you. So I would suggest you pay it on your own volition. This is the only way to get to success. There is no way around this. There is no flip side to this point. So any of you who's looking to be successful, you got to ask yourself, have you made the proper investment? Time, money, attention, energy, focus. There are five forms of investment. Any aspect of life in which you want to be more successful than you currently are, you need to ask yourself, which one of these investments have I not made enough of yet? And have I made them in the right way? Just because you're putting a whole bunch of time into something doesn't mean you're going to become successful. If I go to a tennis court and put a ton of time into tennis, doesn't mean I'm going to get good at tennis ever. Why? Because the time that I'm putting into it is based on amateur level training when the amateur is me. Now, if I go hire a tennis instructor, now that time becomes more valuable because now I have someone who knows what they're doing teaching me. You understand? So it's not just putting in time, period. And this is where a lot of people get these equations wrong when they hear me talk about this stuff. They say, well, I'm working really hard and I've been grinding all these years trying to get on and do my thing in business. That's cool. But you've been grinding based on information coming from who? A person who doesn't quite know exactly how to get from point A to point B. That would be you. See, if you're an instructor and you don't know how to get from where you are to where you want to go, then it doesn't matter how much time you put in because you're putting in time behind amateur level information. So we got to get this whole equation right. So don't take those points, time, money, attention, energy, focus blindly to say, okay, just because I put that in, that means I'm supposed to be getting some type of result. No, it does not mean that. It means you need to be putting in those resources with the proper instruction in the proper way. And it's like if I go and run a 10K or I go run a marathon, if I run the wrong direction, if I'm not following the actual route of the course, doesn't matter how much time it takes me to run. I didn't run the course. I don't get recognized for having achieved what I achieved. You got to follow the course the proper way. I was running a 10K race, maybe it's 2021. And this was in Key Biscayne, which is just south of Miami. And they had, for some reason, the course route. It was through this park. And the course route somehow got thrown off because any of you who's ever done a road race like this, they use the orange cones to kind of mark off where to turn and where to turn around and where to go this way and that way. And they'll even have humans there like, all right, you're making a turn here, go this way, go on this side, go on that side. And at one point on the course, there was this part that was kind of confusing. And I think all the runners, we were kind of confused as to what are we supposed to do here? Are we supposed to go around the circle here? Are we supposed to turn around? What are we supposed to do? It was kind of confusing what we were supposed to do. And what ended up happening is the route that all of us ended up running, it added extra time to the course for some of us who, at least at the part when I went through it, all of us, we went one way and it added more distance to the course. So instead of running the 10K, which is supposed to be 6.25 miles, we ended up running like 6.4 miles. And then our times were measured based on a 6.25 distance. And some of us ended up, not in the place we were supposed to be. And some people went to the organizer of the race and said, hey, this part of the race was kind of confusing. What had happened was somebody had like knocked down a marker or a directional marker, had got knocked down or misplaced or moved. So we were running in the wrong direction, but others hadn't had that problem. So what happened is the race organizers later that afternoon, because the race is at like 7 in the morning. So by about 10:30, 11 o'clock, they sent an email out to all the runners and said, hey, we noticed that there was an issue with the course at a certain point. So if any of you had, if you were tracking your run, like on your Apple Watch or on your phone or something like that, and almost all runners who run in races do tracking of their times, send us what you have on your app and we will make an adjustment because we realized that the course got thrown off and therefore the times are not logged properly. So what happened was, when I looked at the race times on the board at the actual race location, I had come in third place in my age group based on running a little bit too far because the course was messed up. But when I sent in my correct measurement based on the app, they were able to look at it, make adjustments. And when they made the adjustments, I ended up in first place. So I ended up the winner in my age group because they had to make an adjustment. The whole point is they didn't have the right map. The roadmap was off. When you have the wrong map, doesn't matter how hard you work, how much time you put in, the map has to be proper, folks. All right, I said all that just to make sure you got that point. You know those days in your life when you don't really feel like being at work, you don't really feel like doing the job that you're required to do, but you have to do it anyway? Yeah, those days. We call those days the third day. Everyone has them no matter what it is that you do, and you need to, if you're going to be a professional, have a system for getting through those days because they're going to happen. I wrote a book called The Third Day, the decision that separates the pros from the amateurs, that systematically and strategically coaches you on how to get through those days so you can give your best effort when you least feel like it. I will give you a free copy of the book. Again, it's called The Third Day. All you have to do is cover the shipping and go to thirddaybook.com. Again, that's thirddaybook.com. Get a free copy of that book, How to Separate Yourself, the Pro, from the Amateurs by showing up and giving your best effort when you least feel like it. Just go to thirddaybook.com. Point number six. Today's topic, once again, is six key truths, the truths that every entrepreneur needs to accept. Number six, you will be criticized. Criticism comes with this position of just being an entrepreneur. Even if you don't feel like you're a successful, quote unquote, entrepreneur, you will still be criticized just because you are an entrepreneur. Understand that criticism is the theme music that accompanies success. Criticism is the theme music that accompanies success. And remember what I told you. When you're an entrepreneur, you got to pay the price up front, which means you may be criticized even before you have success. Interestingly enough, you may not even be as successful as you want to be, yet you're still being criticized just because you're aiming for the success by doing what you're doing. As you accumulate success, even before you have it, you will be criticized by people who either do not understand what you're doing, or they disagree with what you're doing, or they are projecting their own disappointment in themselves onto the success that you are aiming to achieve. So you're going to be criticized even before you're successful, and definitely while you're successful, and even after you're successful. This is, again, why the most important assets to being an entrepreneur are to have a bulletproof mindset and a strong stomach, because you will be attacked. You need to become callous and immune to the criticism of people who will attack you for simply doing something different than what they are doing, or representing something that either they don't understand or they don't agree with. And there are a lot of these people. I've noticed this in the more conversations I have on social media, on the X app, how many people just disagree with the concept of people being entrepreneurs, and they have these very convoluted ideas of what an entrepreneur is, that you're all just greedy, you get supplied millions of dollars from the banks, and that's the reason why you can take advantage of other people. This is what people think entrepreneurs are. That's not really what entrepreneurship is, but a lot of people believe that. Now, who knows if these are actually even real people, but they seem to be. Somebody's coming up with these thoughts. When I did my conversations on social media, I have been surprised to see how many people, again, have these negative ideas of entrepreneurship. They're rampant moralizing about how entrepreneurs are just greedy, only about the money. They only care about themselves, which is impossible because you can't sell anything if you're not helping another person. Otherwise, they wouldn't pay for it. So it doesn't make any sense. But there are more people who think like this than I thought there were. So criticism is on its way. So you need to understand that these people exist, and understand that the more successful you become, you may find yourself in their crosshairs. Now, this is just part of the game. So when you sign up for this game, understand that this is going to happen, and don't be thrown off or pushed off course when it occurs. I'm letting you know up front that is occurring, and the punch that you can see coming, you can brace for it. Whereas the one that you don't see coming is the one that knocked you out. So now you know about it. So consider yourself informed. That said, let's recap today's topic, which is part two of two. Key truths that every entrepreneur must accept about business. Number four, rejection is part of the game. People are saying no to you all the time, every day, sometimes explicitly and directly, sometimes implicitly saying no to you by walking away from your offering when it comes to you. You have to learn to not take it personal, move on to the next one. Some will, some won't, some what, somebody's, so what, someone's waiting. Next, number five, success has a price, and that price must be paid up front, not like at a restaurant when you pay at the end, but like an amusement park when you got to pay up front. You have to pay before you get in, like an airplane or a bus. You got to pay before you can take the ride. Number six, you will be criticized by people who just don't agree with the concept of entrepreneurship, or people who disagree with you going after entrepreneurship, or people who are criticizing you for even trying, even before you're successful, they're going to criticize you. This is all part of the game. You should expect it. And again, if you're ready for something, you're prepared for it, you did your homework, you're more likely to be able to deal with it. Remember, the two most important assets an entrepreneur must have are a bulletproof mindset and a strong stomach. That said, text me so you're in my community. My number is 305-384-6894. And you want to work with me directly and work on your game university based on our four-part framework of mindset, strategy, systems, and accountability. We're looking for high-level performers, top 2%ers who want to perform at their highest level, do so consistently, and make more money in their business with me as your direct coach. Go to workonyourgameuniversity.com. Again, workonyourgameuniversity.com. Work on your game. Dre, all day. While you are here, don't forget to text me so you can be part of my texting community where you can ask me questions. You can share challenges with me. You are messaging me directly. You can get a direct response from me because I do read and reply to my messages. My number again, 305-384-6894. One more time, 305-384-6894. Make sure you text me, because you never know when I'm going to send a message that could be the one thing you need to hear, the one thing you need to do, the one insight you need to get that could change your life. Make sure you message me, 305-384-6894. People often ask me, Dre, is there any way that I could work with you directly? Is there any way that I could talk to you on a regular basis, just ask you questions, share with you what I'm doing, and just get your feedback and your insight on where I'm going personally and professionally? The answer is yes. And the further answer is there's only one place to do that. That is Work On Your Game University. That's the only place I do any coaching. It's the only place I work with anyone directly. All you have to do to get involved in the university is go to workonyourgameuniversity.com. There you'll see all your options, whether you want to schedule a call with us, join one of our group programs, and we go from there. I'll see you inside. Again, that's workonyourgameuniversity.com.